Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. My name is Lavinia, and as always, I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. Happy Friday, wishing you guys all a happy Friday. Thank you so much for joining us here today on today's podcast. And if you're new with us, welcome to NMA. We welcome you. You can make your home here at NMA, empowering God's beloveds, where our desire is to inspire, our desire is to uplift, encourage you, and empower you through the word of God. And as always, NMA is not alone. We are part of an amazing podcast network, and you can check us out at www.ahistorywithgod.org. If you scroll all the way down to our podcast network, there is a selection of podcast network for each and every single day of the week. And there's something there for everyone. So young, old, boy or girl, there's a podcast there for you. Now, I'm so excited to start today's podcast. As always, I am more than excited to welcome back Kennedy. Kennedy is here with us after, I think it's been a month since the last time you were on. And like I said, we were going to do like segments on like marriage, finances, kids, anything that has to do with family, etc. That's what we're going to cover once a month. So everybody, welcome back, Kennedy. Hi, Kennedy.
Hey.
How are you?
Wonderful.
You don't sound so wonderful.
Oh, no, I'm just a little tired.
But you're so young.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got me on having a long day. After having a long day.
Yeah. Well, you have to always be ready for Jesus.
You're right. Be ready in season and out of season.
Right.
What the word says.
So that means whether you're tired, whether you feel like it,
yep,
you have to get up and just do it. So thanks for just getting up and doing this podcast with me today.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
So now it's almost been 2 weeks since our wedding. Yay. And we just wanted to continue on with our marriage segment. And I want to ask a few questions, right? So what's the difference like? How do you feel once, like, transitioning, you know, that transition between single life and married life? How has it been for you?
The transition was great. I'm glad it happened. Glad we got to get married. And I'm glad that, you know, we're done with all that getting ready, calling people, buying stuff for the wedding, like so many things we had to do to make this thing happen. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad, you know, that's done and out of the way. And that I know it's only by God's grace, you know, that we were able to get to that point. Mm-hmm. There was a time where, were you almost a month left? Mm-hmm. We were thinking, is this thing going to happen?
Right.
And, but, you know, the Lord helped us, obviously. We had the wedding. I feel like it's just one big load off of our shoulders now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big financial and time.
Yeah. Yes, financial, time-wise.
Just everything.
Time taxing, yeah.
Yeah.
Load off of our shoulders.
Yeah, I remember the first weekend after, like, the wedding was over. Oh, was it the first weekend or like the second weekend?
Yeah, it was the first weekend.
The first weekend. Mm-hmm. We had, for the first time in a long time, we had nothing to do. Yep. And time was going so slow. We just kept looking at the time and we're like, oh, it's only 11 mm-hmm. o'clock. I guess I'll go eat again. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's been such an experience. It's been such a journey. And what does it mean to you now that your marriage, stepping in as a husband, what does that role mean to you?
I stepped into more work. I thought I was getting off the hook, but no, there's more responsibility. The role of a father and a husband. got to be ready in season and out of season. There's going to be moments where you have the energy and the excitement and the enthusiasm to want to spend time with the family. And there's going to be moments where you're just tired. You probably had a very long day at work, a trying day at work, or just a trying day in general. And then the family's going to need to, when you come home, the family's still going to want to spend time with you. You're going to have to put your, like the saying goes, like, you know, dig your heels in the ground. And, like, you know, stand firm. Don't cave in and start thinking like, oh man, I can only really benefit the family when I'm 100%, you know, wanting to do it. No, you signed up for this, you know. Mm-hmm. You gotta know that it takes love and sacrifice to be there for the family at all times.
Right.
More importantly, it takes the grace of God, mm-hmm, to be there for the family, because you need His help, His encouragement and empowerment to do anything.
Right.
That including being a good husband and a good father.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I think for me it's been a little bit different, kind of, mm-hmm, stepping into the role of a wife, mm-hmm, because it's something that, as many know, that I've desired to be for a very long time. I mean, I've lost a couple meals because I used to fast.
Yep.
And just, you know, spent a couple hours in prayer, mm-hmm, just praying for this perfect husband.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's a little bit different. I think for me, it's more humbling. I'm more humble that God actually, you know, He does hear our prayers, but,
mm-hmm,
He's also so precise. Like, mm-hmm, you know, He answers your prayers precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you wonder why, oh man, why aren't things working out? Because maybe we haven't prayed it. Or maybe you're not specific.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like the fact that God gave me my hubby specifically what I asked for and what I was looking for,
yep,
and a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So He's just so, I am so humbled, and I'm just so like at awe at how God has moved in my life in these past few years. And I also want to ask you, because if there's somebody out there,
mm-hmm,
and I like questions, I like to question people, because the best way for you to ever get advice is to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way, I know the book of Proverbs urges us to seek wisdom, mm-hmm, above all else.
Yes.
So if you know, if somebody's been in a position that you're looking for, like if somebody's somewhere that you want to get, go and question that person and ask them, what did you do to get there?
Right.
How did you get there? When? What was the time frame? So you can kind of get an idea how it works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a dream and I have a vision, and there's places that I would like to go and places I would like to be.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's all God's grace, like you said. But I like to really pick people's brains to try to figure out certain questions to help our listeners, because every podcast is different.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can maybe get some questions out of you, or get some answers out of you,
mm-hmm,
that could help a podcast listener out there, I think it would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to ask you, before, what is like the preparation process?
Preparation process for?
For marriage or for fatherhood. What was your preparation process like? What do you think, like, changed, or what do you look back and you say, oh, that's different?
I will say, what has changed is that when you're single, when you're by yourself, you know, you have more time on your hands to do, you know, pretty much whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's really you. It's you by yourself. You're living your life, so you can do what you want, eat what you want, and at the end of the day, you don't really have to, you know, besides answering to God,
mm,
you know, for living right, what, you know what I mean? But, like, you know, you don't have to answer to no one, because, you know, you're doing your own thing. But when you get married, when you have kids, it's not just about you anymore. You don't have time. You don't have as much free time as you used to. It's not a bad thing. It's just, that's just the That's just how life is when you become a parent, when you become a husband. That's just how life is. And so you need to be wise about your time. To help me prepare for marriage and for fatherhood, I seeked a lot of advice from, you know, people who have went before me, people who have been married for years, people who have been parents for years, and got some skills and tools under their belts, you know, and I just gleaned from their wisdom. On top of that, you know, I read books. I still read books and just get information, read online, read up articles online about parenting and about marriage. Obviously, I prayed, and I'm still praying about that, that the Lord will just continuously anoint me and give me the grace to always be a better father and a better husband. You have to pray, spend time fasting, seeking the Lord just for that thing specifically.
Right.
Mentorship, personal education, spending time with the Lord. Those are just three things that help me to prepare for
marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah, and I can definitely second that, because it's something that I was seeking to through the process of marriage, was just getting good counsel at all times, and just like Kennedy said, kind of looking for those people who've been married for years. They have years of marriage under their belts. Surround yourself with those kinds of people who have a good established relationship, and not just any relationship, but a God-fearing relationship too, to kind of help you learn to understand like exactly the role that you're supposed to play. I remember like my first marriage, I was 19 when I first got married, and my first marriage, and one thing that I did not understand at that age was what exactly it meant to be a wife. Or what it meant to actually take upon the responsibility of being a wife. It was a totally different ballgame, because technically I was a teenager when I first got married. So in my mind, I'm thinking, yay, I'm just going to have somebody take care of me. It was a whole nother ballgame. And I can actually stand here and tell you guys that, you know, throughout the experience, throughout this journey to now, I've learned and I've grown, and now I understand what it means to be a wife, and what it means to be submissive to your husband, and what it means to stand in my role. And does that mean that, you know, that I get stepped all over or I'm ignored? No, I have a voice in my marriage, and I understand that. And I understand that my opinion and my ideas matter, and they're also respected. So it's like a completely different ball game for me. And yeah, I would definitely say that. And so now that we're married, there's certain things that we've been on the lookout for that we'd like to share with our listeners. So now that you're married, you've crossed the bridge, or you've jumped the broom, like some people would say. These are just certain things that we came up with that you can protect your marriage from. So I'll start. Number one thing to protect your marriage from is from others. You have to always be careful who you surround yourself with. When you're married and it's a covenant between two people, so that means, well, it's between three, your relationship with God. So that means that there's just certain people or certain friends that you can't keep around anymore, or you kind of have to distance yourself a little bit from. Like, for example, like once you're married, you have to understand like that's a whole nother level, or like dimension, or just a whole nother atmosphere, and you have to surround yourself. One thing that I've been seeking is now I'm seeking like married friends, married couples. I want to stay around that same atmosphere of people who are going to constantly push me towards God and not really push me towards the world. And I'm not, you know, I have single friends. They're still my friends, but the ones that I kind of tend to take advice from is people who have kind of been married. Not saying that they're always right, but understanding that they're kind of living that life, like they're married already. I kind of tend to lean more towards them. So spend more time with people of the same mind. Mm. So that way it will help you. Like when you and your husband are going through different things or a tough time in your marriage, you have good couple friends that you can relate with. You have good couple friends that you can talk with. And you have just good people that are surrounding you that's going to help you through this tough time. And I'll tell you why it's so important to do that, because some reason when you and your husband or you and your wife fight, the enemy tends to speak really loud in certain situations like that. Mm-hmm. So instead of you wanting to work it out, you'll just start feeling like, oh man, I need to leave, or I need to find something better, or stuff like that. Like he'll always start whispering certain things to you to make you believe like, okay, the marriage is wrong, I'm wrong, he's wrong. There's nothing wrong. It's just the influences that you have around you is what will actually determine, or in a way determine, like where your marriage goes. Mm-hmm. So protect yourself from other people.
The second thing I can say is protect your marriage from each other. Meaning when you guys get into disagreements, because that will happen. We are two different people and we see things differently. We have different views and perceptions. So it's always, we always need to try and see each other's point of view. That saying of put yourself in the other person's shoes, try to feel how they feel and see things the way they see things to help you understand. So, you know, that can lessen or lighten the arguments or the disagreements within a relationship. Again, protecting yourselves from each other so that if you, by any chance, happen to get into a disagreement where it's very heated and you're considering, like, you know, did I make the right choice or something like that? When you guys try to see eye to eye, you know, that will squash that. That will get that out of the way. Those type of lies that the devil, you know, will try to bring to your head, like, you know, you married the wrong person. You jumped the gun too soon. Those type of lies will not come when you guys are trying to, you know, against each other's opinion. Mm. And listen to each other. Mm. You have to put your pride to the side. You have to, you know, squash your ego. And you have to take time to listen. If you want to get your point across, well, then that person needs to listen. But then if they listen, you also have to listen too. It's a back and forth thing. It's dialogue. You can't just say what you want and then, you know, leave it like that. No, you have to say your part and then they say their part and see where you guys can come together and agree. Find agreement. Find ways to agree. Find ways to be in unity. That's such a godly perspective. That's a godly way of handling disagreements. And when you apply that in your relationship, that's the safest thing you can do to keep each other from backbiting each other, having negative thoughts towards one another. That's protecting yourselves from each other. Mm. When you take deliberate, conscious steps towards, you know, unity and working together.
Right. And another thing that I could also say, which is part of protecting each other from your marriage, mm-hmm. is that you have to be careful that the words that you declare over your marriage. Yeah. Sometimes you can speak out of anger, and yes, you're upset, and you say certain things that maybe you didn't mean, or it was in the heat of the moment, but you have to protect each other from that. You have to remember that this covenant that we got into, it is a circle. It's never ending. Mm-hmm. And it is until death do us part. And whenever you feel like you're getting into that place, dig deep and search inside you and remember, why did I fall in love with you? Why were we in this marriage to begin with? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to go back and kind of retrace your steps. But whenever you are feeling like there are certain words that are coming out to kind of speak bad things about your marriage. And remember, guys, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So just as you can speak death into a marriage, you can speak life. And I encourage you guys to always speak life. So protect yourselves from each other. And always speak life into your marriage. Speak it and declare it every time. Remember that every single time you speak negatively about your marriage or about your husband, the enemy can use that as legal grounds to take your words and do whatever it is that you're saying for him to do. The same way that it works in the spiritual realm with God. You say, Lord, bless my husband. Well, he's going to take your words and actually bless your husband. But if you curse your husband or you curse your marriage, well, that's what's going to happen too. It's words. And it's the same way that it works in the spiritual. With God, it works with the enemy. He has the same legal ground almost when you curse a marriage or when you curse your husband. So definitely, guys, be careful what you declare over your husband, what you declare over your children, what you declare over each other. So protect each other and remember whose you belong to. Sometimes in marriage, you can go through certain situations where it's tough. It's like a rough time. But remember that we belong to the Most High God. And if you're a child of God, you are a child of the Most High. There's nobody else higher than Him. So remember that. And yeah, so that's pretty much it for the podcast today. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and joining us for today's podcast. We had such an amazing time recording this podcast, right?
Yes.
Yep. And like I said, this is like a new season for us here at NMA. I'm so excited to bring you guys more fun content about marriage, family once a month, and then continue with our guest speakers that we're going to have also once a month. And tune in next week because we will continue with the women of the Bible this coming week. And also, not to forget, public announcement, Frank and Christina Sasso will be joining us on our 25th episode. So guys, stay tuned. There's so much exciting stuff coming up. And as always, we love to hear from you. So keep in touch with us via email, or you can go on the website at laviniajohnson.com. Send us your questions or your comments. If there's anything that you have a question about, let me know and we will respond to you on a Q&A segment. Remember, guys, that we serve one awesome God, and He is Jesus, Lord, our Savior. We have one enemy, which is Satan. And remember that we should always, always build each other up for the glory of the kingdom. And until next time, guys, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the NMA Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at laviniajohnson.com.